All right. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, whenever you're listening to us here on Air Arts Integration Radio. My name's Josh Rayburn, and I'm here with my good old friends, Mr. Matt Skaggs, Miss Jessica Green. How you guys doing today?
Doing well.
How about you, Josh?
I'm doing pretty good. You know,
that's a good welcome.
That was very nice. I like that.
We're good old friends.
Good old friends, like from Kentucky. Like we like to good old friend it. You know, the good old boys.
Are we telling people we're from Kentucky?
Well, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh. Yeah, but you've
lived here long enough for claiming
you're a Kentuckian.
That's true. I'll claim Kentucky.
And you know what? Nashville, Tennessee is a little bit lower than Kentucky, so they're a little bit southern, more southern than us.
Well, I declare.
Nashville's the only good town in that state anyway.
Bless his heart.
Get your Southern Belle on. All right, guys. So today we have officially finished our concert seasons for most of us. I still have one more, and Jessica's got one in about 30 minutes to gear up for. So let's chat a little bit about our post-concert. How we feeling besides somebody's sick in this room?
Yeah. I wonder which one it is.
It's not
I don't
me.
Know. Maybe it's the good deep voice I got going on.
Barry White over there.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm feeling pretty successful because we're all here and smiling after concert season.
Yeah, I felt the growth in the program a little bit for all of us.
Yeah, for sure.
I agree. Like, I think that it was a good concert season for all of us. We definitely played some more challenging stuff this time, some challenging repertoire. And I think our kids are stepping up to the plate to do... Jessica's taking a selfie of us right now. Like, she's probably snapping this on Snapchat.
I'm not snapping.
I think she is.
It'll be on my Instagram. Don't worry.
Oh. Hashtag podcast.
That's good, Josh. That's very good.
I practiced that one.
So, Josh, you had your concert first.
Yes, my concert was last week, not this week.
And then choir went on Tuesday, and the band went on Thursday.
Yeah, last night.
Yeah. Of the airing of this.
Yeah, it's true.
I guess recording, because we're not airing it right now.
That's right.
But we did officially air our first episode yesterday.
We're official.
We're officially on the podcast world.
We're officially on air.
Oh, look at what you did there. That's real nice. That's nice. Yeah. We like that.
I need some NPR right now.
Okay, let's give recaps of our
I need some NPR
concert.
Right there.
Oh, some NPR there. Yeah.
So we're going to give recaps?
We're going to give recaps of our concerts. And I like to call it the rose and the thorn. You know, the thing that, the growth, if you will, that you saw the most. And then the thorn is the area that we think we are going to spend some time on in the spring. So Josh, since your concert was first, you have to go first. Rose and thorn.
I'm sorry, what? I wasn't listening.
We'll work backwards. So Matt,
okay,
you go first.
I'll go first because it's fresh.
Rose and thorn.
I want to start with the thorn because I want to end on a high note. My students haven't reached some endurance yet. And you got to do that in the band world. It's a smaller muscle group with your face that you're using with a lot of the wind players. And they can tire out easy. And we have two distinct separations in our concert band, in our symphonic band, and I would kind of like to close that gap a little bit with the concert band and get those kids nearing the ability level of the symphonic band, because they will become the symphonic band eventually. So
what are some steps that you're wanting to do to kind of push them to that level that you're talking about?
Well, a couple of things that we're working on is getting them to music reading and comprehension. You know, I think we all struggle with that now. I struggle with teaching that because I could just always do it. And I don't.
Because you're a percussionist?
Probably. Right. But I don't understand how someone can't comprehend that the divisions and this is how this works. And if it's divisible by four, it's music, right?
I wonder if there's there's that correlation between actual reading and music literacy.
Sure.
Maybe your lower level kids are not quite as good of readers.
Yeah, maybe I'm guilty of not checking into that, but I don't want to have that mentality, like where I'm labeling the kid, if that makes sense. Here's the thing. I truly believe all of our students are capable.
Mm-hmm.
It's the, we got to also fix the want to.
The work ethic, the buy-in.
Yeah, the buy-in. So those are the things we really got to work on. The Rose, man, is, we sounded pretty good. I was excited.
Oh, yeah.
I was excited. Like I said, saw the growth, was excited. I threw some challenging things out there, and they met the challenge. So, hey.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think my Rose and Thorn is similar. The Thorn, for me, rehearsal technique. I feel like our students don't know how to rehearse in order to retain. And being,
yes, retention.
Retention is the biggest thing because block scheduling, for instance.
Do you find yourself reteaching?
Reteaching more than I normally would. So like our advanced choir had rehearsal on Monday before our Tuesday night concert, but I hadn't seen them since the previous Thursday. And so everything we had polished with the accompanist and the percussionist on Thursday was gone. It was a bad case of the Mondays. And that was their last rehearsal before the concert. So we left going, okay, this is not good. And I know I was super frustrated because I'm like, we just did this and it was just polished and it was just so good. And now it's, we've taken a step back. So, and part of it is the focus in rehearsal. Like, if I might not be working with the tenors, but how can you be listening to the soprano rehearsal portion and apply it to what you will do? So just teaching them how to rehearse appropriately and retain.
Some of that too is they don't, in no other class are they getting information and immediately expecting to expected to apply it and use it.
That's so true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we give them skills in a math class, you know, to build things, but we don't say, now go build me something.
Right, you right. Know. And that's the hard part. So I think my thorn would be totally the rehearsal techniques that are necessary for that. My rose is definitely seeing the growth that they did already and knowing that everything that we applied last year is already being showcased. And I think that's beautiful and fantastic. And just the support that they had for each other. My freshman choir was like, we really want to hear the advanced choir because we want to be in that one day. And then my advanced choir was like, we didn't sound that good as freshmen. That's amazing. And so they were just really supportive of each other and really excited about having their parents hear them. So the buy-in for the growth in the program is high. Now we got to work on the rehearsal technique.
Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know, I felt like my concert was really rushed, like in preparation for it, because I like to give myself like 6 weeks between concerts, and this one had a little bit less time to prepare. But I think that the kids definitely stepped up to the occasion. And now it wasn't perfect, but I mean, what concert is perfect? You know what I mean? Like if we're not constantly self-evaluating, then we're not doing our job effectively.
Right.
As musicians, we're not checking out, oh, that didn't go so well. How am I going to fix it for next time? And I think this concert was a good one for them, especially because the way I structured my concert this time was that each group played one piece and then we did several combined stuff because they like to play the Christmassy music and they also need to learn there's more than just Christmas music out there.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to have a good balance between the Christmas stuff and the winter music and then the traditional stuff like the Handel's Messiah. We played the overture for that. And it was a good stepping stone for my advanced orchestra so that they could actually play something that was harder than what they had been working on. So I feel like for them, it was a good experience. Like I said, it wasn't perfect. And my biggest thorn is we have to also teach concert etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because when you're not performing, you're not sitting on your cell phone, you're not Snapchatting, you know, you're enjoying and you're listening. But then, like, I don't know. So there needs to be something, you know, I go back to my grad school time of one of the classes, like, I don't even remember who said this, but the professor was like, we read this whole article about how the orchestra is dying and the concerts are dying because we're expecting them to basically sit there idly and not have anything to do.
I think it's a quote from someone who used to conduct in Philadelphia.
I think we were in that same class.
We were in the same class. And it was,
I was not in that class.
You were not in that class. But it's interesting that this person's take on it. I need to find the quote some point in time. But it was, we are still doing things very formally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a tuxedo on last night, right? And we live in an ever increasingly informal society. You know, if you see a doctor that's wearing a tie now, that's completely different.
Yeah.
You know, even the people working at the front of your doctor's office are wearing scrubs now.
Right.
I mean, that's the thing. That's fine. You know, so we're just kind of still like the last thing that's still very formal.
You know, that's part of the culture of not just our students, but the community. So we did our informants, which was purposefully informal in October. And at that concert, I talked with parents about the expectations for the winter concert. And I kind of reinforced that at the winter concert. I said, last time we saw you, we were doing it very informal, and this is the very opposite of that. So you're going to see your children with their ties and their bow ties and their vests and their formal gowns. I said, so we're building an atmosphere that is more formal than the last time we saw you. And then in May, we'll do another informal. But it's one of those things. I split the final exam, the midterm winter concert grade, into four categories for well, really five categories for the class. They had a pre-assessment where we listened to a rehearsal recording of a song and they talked about, you know, what needed to be improved. And we did that right before the concert. And then the concert was split into sections as well. It was, were they on time for their concert, which is something that we need to teach our musicians.
Yeah.
How to be on time for gigs, which means not walking in at downbeat, but being prepared for downbeat. Then I split it into being a respectful audience member and what that looks like. And then the other part was, did I perform to the best of my ability? And then the last part was the post-assessment where they watched the concert and did, you know, positive, negative. But it was interesting with my freshman choir, because I'm teaching them how to assess. I told them on Canvas, I said, I want you to open the rubric for your concert, and I want you in the comments to type what grade you think you should receive and why. And they were so brutally honest about themselves. You know, it was, I think I should get an 8 out of 10 for the positive audience, the respectful audience member, because I did take my phone out a few times to check a text message. Or I didn't realize I shouldn't have my phone out and I was recording my friend's solo. To me, that's not as bad as, you know, I was talking or watching videos. I mean, they were engaged in the concert. And so I told them, I said, based on your honest assessment of what grade you think you should receive, I'll grade lighter than what you do. And they were really honest in their feedback on...
Well, they're learning to be musicians.
I know, they're learning... That's exactly, yes. Yeah. That's the other thing. But, I mean, they were... One of my boys said, Miss Green, I completely forgot my black socks. I had on white socks. And, like, he just called himself out for it. He said, I had my mom bring black socks, but I showed up with white socks. And I was like, that's amazing.
Well, it's cool that your students are thinking about those things. It was tough for me to get my students just to wear black.
Oh, right.
You know, so, I mean, it's just changing that culture of... You know, why can't I wear sweatpants?
Mm-hmm. Well, you in know. That pre-assessment, I included, what time should I arrive for mm-hmm. the concert? What will I wear? And so yeah. that it just kind of reinforced everything we talked about in class a million times.
Right.
And I gave them a grade based on, can you retain what you're supposed to wear for a formal concert versus what we wore for our informal?
Yeah, I just had to, whenever I say all black, it's never quite going to show up all black. Everybody's
right.
interpretation of all black is slightly different. And so, you know, I said, this is our uniform. We're going to wear tuxedos for my top group and my middle bottom group. We're going to wear somewhat tuxedo. And then the girls are going to be in dresses. If you're a girl that doesn't like dresses, you can still wear the tuxedo stuff. Like if that's what you want, that's fine.
You know, I started labeling it as option one and option two. So I took, like, yeah. girls wear this and boys, I just took that out completely. And I just put option one is this and option yeah. two is this. And so I just label it as that.
Yeah.
That way, especially for the females who are not wanting to wear a dress, they do have an option that's within the dress code and the expectation. I just say option one, option two.
What makes it difficult for us is 10 days ago, we were still doing marching band because we did the parade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was not only were we preparing for that and rehearsing that in the cold. you know, it's a completely different outfit,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's just something to think about as we move forward, just trying to get them to understand those expectations.
And I think our department as a whole, I just love the support throughout. You know, it was funny. My choir students were like, "So the band concert, we got to make sure that we decorate for the band concert too." Like they were just really excited to make sure. Oh yeah,
the decorations were nice. Thank you very much.
Kids did it. They got Krispy Kreme donuts today for the ultimate amount of decorating they did throughout the week. But just the support and understanding that, you know, we have to support each other. We can't expect everyone else to support us if we don't support within our department.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's, you know, who else is going to support us if we don't support ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
You know, unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it to your concert last night because I had two other concerts to attend to.
Excuses. I didn't make either one of your concerts because I had other
concerts.
All these
excuses. Yeah. I'd like it to be known that I attended all of the concerts.
She did because she works at one school.
Hashtag department chair.
No, last night I was like, I could just stay in bed.
But we weren't terribly long, were we?
You weren't. It was short and sweet. And I was like, how do I get my concerts down to 30, 45 minutes? I was close. I was at 55 minutes and 32 seconds. I watched the video. That was not bad.
I was not.
No, you weren't.
Well, we'll be getting closer to that with as the rep continues, especially we're starting in January.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, I think that, you know, last night I attended a high school, middle school concert, and I've been planning to host a feeder pattern, you know, because we're in our district is a large district. We each have middle schools that come to us and elementary schools that come to the middle schools as much as possible. You know, it's not a perfect system, but I think that the way that they structured it gave me some ideas for how I'm going to structure my March concert for our assessment preview. Because I am inviting all of the feeder pattern middle schools here to have concerts. I'm having one night. Actually, I have two concerts back to back. One is for two schools and one is for one school. And I think it provided me at least a little bit of a feedback on how I should structure it. And, you know, I think I'm going to do a little bit something different where the middle schoolers and the high school each have their own separate room. And they don't, because our auditorium's not going to hold everybody. Like that was the biggest problem, is they tried to get everybody in there to see everything. And so I think if I do a live stream and have it on our projectors and stuff like that, that they can still see the concert, just not physically be in the audience so that the parents can see it. I don't know. What are you guys' thoughts on that?
I like it.
Well, we're trying to do the same thing. I know we have our concert assessment the next evening. One of the middle schools is coming here. So I totally get that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we are going to cut it up quick here because it is that time. We like to keep it around 20 minutes, and we're at that 20-minute mark.
Go us.
And so
nice.
We talk a lot.
Sure, sweet.
It's Christmas time.
Yeah.
So Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Yeah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa.
I don't celebrate Kwanzaa, but Happy Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas.
Kwanzaa Hanukkah.
No, Christmas Kwanzaa Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Christmas Kwanzaa Hanukkah.
No, Christmas Hanukkah. That's what it is.
What? I have no idea what you're talking about.
It was on a commercial a long time ago.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, we'll see y'all next time.